Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is the fifth bloopers, extra stuff episode. I believe that's what it is. So let's just get right into my recommendations for other podcasts. Start out with a local podcast to me called Night Shift Video. They hosted by James, and he has his friends on as co-hosts. I remember Cody and Danny. Can't remember the other two, and I apologize for that. He swaps them out. It's never the same host every time. I also know, I just found these guys through Instagram not too long ago, started listening to them, and I really like what they do. I know the format has changed from when I started listening, because I started at the beginning, to what he's doing now. Earlier episodes were about an hour-ish, and they would talk about some, like, a horror topic. And then they would watch a horror movie and then discuss that movie and rate that movie. And those were about once a week, give or take. Now I think he puts out about... The topics are still the same, but they are only separated into separate episodes, similar to what we do here with the issues. And the episodes, I believe, are about 15 to 30 minutes long, and I think he puts out 2-3 a week now. I haven't got that far yet, so I don't really know how to describe what he's doing now. However, I do like what they're doing. I do love horror movies. I don't watch them as much as I would like, but this gives me a chance to actually find some that I may be interested in down the line. Go give them go check them out. Wow, words are hard. I know they do some video on YouTube, but you know, I listen to them through a podcast. Night Shift Video. It's really good. It used to be called Eek Channel, but now it's called Night Shift Video. The second recommendation I am going to give will be to Wreck My Podcast. I've talked about them on the podcast numerous times before. They, all the hosts on there have been on the show. Jordan is the main host. You got Cam, Kreger, and Joe that are co-hosts, and they're all funny. They, based out of California, and they're just a good group of friends that you can tell have a good chemistry together. They release an episode once a week now. Used to be twice a week, but life happens, and I get that. Once a week, about an hour long. It goes on and off. They'll do a round table, which is just the podcast where they talk about nothing and everything, just whatever is happening in their lives. And then the following week, they will do what they call the Wreck My Podcast, or the Wreck My, and it's either childhood, movies, all this stuff. That's a fun listen to every once in a while. And then, like, every other Saturday or every third Saturday, they'll give, like, a Wreck My Taste Buzz, which is just they drink or eat something that sounds disgusting, and they say if they like it or not. Yeah, it's pretty much the gist of what that is. So go give them a listen. They, like I said, they've all been on my show, and I have written to them, and they've talked about me on their show. Speaking of, I know this... Goof 'em Up episode is covering Daredevil, Iron Man, and Lock and Key, and Joe from Wreck My Podcast is on the Iron Man one, so you'll get to hear him in this episode in just a little bit. So without further ado, let's jump to the bloopers. Must be very Russian.
Yeah, I think that was the brother of the dude that Rocky beat up.
Maybe. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it's close to the same time. No.
That would have been like 20 years
Rocky
later.
Rocky was in the...
No, 10 years later, because it was 79, I think, or something like that.
Is that when Rocky 3 was? Was it 3 or 4?
No, it was 4.
Four, it's in the 80s.
Okay, then yeah.
Let's find out.
Actually, you don't have to look. Don't look. Put it down.
He's chasing the squirrel.
Yeah, well, no.
1985.
Okay, thank you. The thing is, when he chases the squirrel, he'll interrupt me 10 minutes later after the conversation's already done with.
Like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. The fans need to know.
And then I have to re-edit around it. Had that with lock and key.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Although that one actually worked out. I was able to keep that one in. You'll find out in a couple months when we cover Lock and Key, and then you can go back and listen.
Yeah.
Alright. One episode down, 4 more to go. Yeah, just go ahead and keep recording.
I figured.
And I'll cut these up later. On to the next one.
Water. I think it would have been more funny if the this issue right here, they would have made it The Man with Fear.
Oh, the title page? Yep. That actually would have been good. But they would do something like that now.
Just as
a nice little, to keep on with the storyline. But
and they'd have 20 variants for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they would.
All different pictures of him cowering in different kinds of...
They'd even do a Kevin Smith, hide behind a rock.
I love it. All right, here we go. He gets better in the other, ultimate line. He was still a douche, but he got better toward the end.
Okay, I was going to say, because I remember him just being a douche in the ultimate line, too.
Yeah, but by the end, he's right. He actually... Yep.
Is this, after Peter Parker, Miles Morales time?
No.
It's after Magneto Requiem. Loses his darn mind.
By who?
Isn't it after the flood?
After the Requiem. Ultimatum. There we go. Yes.
I thought it was Ultimatum.
Yeah, you're right.
The title, I think, was called,
Let's Spider-Man. Look at the shelves behind us.
I have them right over there. It was Ultimate Spider-Man Requiem.
Yeah, yeah.
X-Men Requiem. Fantastic Four Requiem. I'll be happy when we get to those. I love that stuff.
I haven't read those amazing. Since.
The Ultimate Line was so great.
I haven't read those since I borrowed them from you, holy shit.
God, that was years ago, dude.
That was over a decade ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I know it was at your old house in Bluffton.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
Because it was, yeah.
Okay.
Damn. All
right.
Anyways.
Let's get back to this. Sorry, my thing's being stupid. There we go.
Now, is it the thing being stupid?
It's me being stupid. Okay. Not going to lie.
Just wanted to make sure we're covering all of our bases.
I should have charged you.
Do you need a...
Nah, be good.
Okay.
I'm not even set up. This is not like me.
That's all right.
So, we start out...
We're not going to do the written and...
I already did all that.
Oh, I wasn't listening at all.
I know, you were looking shit up.
This sounds like my podcast.
Which is a great podcast. I love listening to you guys. You guys make my Tuesdays and Thursdays, actually, because when it gets released, I'm already at work and I don't have the phone. This could be like a first world problem here. The phone that I have my podcast on is not connected to the internet, so...
Ah.
I can't download it until after I get home from work.
That's kind of like me. If I want to listen to my own podcast, I have it download at lunch because I don't get service while I'm at work.
There you go. They're putting up decorations.
Oh, you're...
That's why the ring keeps going off.
Gotcha. He's got one of those fancy...
Ring
doorbell camera doorbell things.
And it keeps going off right now because my girlfriend is hanging up
decorations, Halloween decorations,
the decorations,
the fall decorations,
Halloween and stuff.
Fall right now. We'll pull up Halloween in probably end of September. All
right,
beginning of October.
Look, I'm just gonna stop you right there. Halloween starts at exactly
September 1st.
Thank you.
I don't disagree, but we put up fall ones first. It's just what it is.
It's okay. That's because we have pumpkin decorations and things around our house too.
Nice.
That's because Emily's obsessed with decorations.
Her mom is.
Oh, is it her mom?
Well, up until Christmas, and then Emily is. Actually, yeah.
Anyways.
Well, because, I mean, if you think about the MCU, he created every single villain. Like, every single villain in the MCU became a villain because of something the Tony or the Starks themselves did to them.
I'm going to disagree with that.
Mysterio, Ironmonger, Whiplash, Ultron.
Thanos.
Well, they probably wouldn't have Loki. Come around since if Thanos probably wouldn't have done anything if they hadn't been gathering the stones. They would have killed half people, but...
Loki coming in the first Avengers wouldn't have happened if they never had the Tesseract. That had nothing to do with Tony.
Oh, in your face.
I said most. I didn't say all.
But all you named off were Avengers' enemies and then Tony's enemies.
No, Mysterio.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, but that's also because they tied Spider-Man so closely to Tony that,
Vulture.
Again, that's because they tied Spider-Man in so close to Iron Man.
Look, all I'm saying is that it's Stark who is backing the Avengers.
Fair enough.
It's all Stark's fault.
To fix mistakes that he's made.
Look, listen, I saw a meme that told me this.
Well, shit, there you go, guys. We were
wrong.
It was
on the internet. The internet never lies. It was on the internet,
therefore it's true.
Yep.
Okay, so anyways. So Iron Man's like...
Lie detectors.
Exactly. but the hockey captain, what's his name? I can't remember his name now.
Hockey captain.
Martin?
Brinker Martin. This is gonna be an episode of I can't remember who that person is.
Pretty much. I mean,
I'm gonna try to cut most of this out, but well, I'll probably miss one or two.
It's fine. Look, guys, disclaimer, we don't really remember any of their names except for the important people like Bode.
I think Bode is easier to remember because he has a weird name, which we argued about previously.
Bodhi?
What are you both looking at me for? Fuck you. Look, listen to World's Finest, True Believers, and my argument stands.
Well, yeah. I guess we'll find out when the show comes out, right?
The show's already out. The show's out. The episode's not out yet. It'll be out when this episode hits.
Oh, will it really?
Yeah. Nice. It's come out next week, I think.
Good timing, Slip.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, it's like you planned it.
I wouldn't give him that much credit.
Anyway, so yeah, so the hockey captain, what was his car, Martin? Because Brinker is a fucking stupid name.
Nope, we're calling him Brinker.
Shit.
But
one of my good friends at work, his name is Will Brinker. I call him Banger.
Last name, but that's a last name, not first name.
I didn't know his name was Brinker until...
You were making fun of him?
No, like about a year in. Because I always thought his last name was Banger, because that's what I was introduced to him as, Will Banger.
I'm sure he will.
Will, if you're hearing this, I don't think you will, but whatever.
Hey, look, Brinker's a dumb name for a first name, okay?
Oh, yeah. Chapter 2, done.
Don't question me.
Dude, well, come on.
I know what
I'm
doing.
I
don't have anything. I just know the chapter two. Like, there's no covers on this one either. I think covers at the end. So. All right, guys. That's it for this episode. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go ahead and send in those emails. We'll read them on the show and give you a shout out. And we will be back next time with more bloopers.